Act 4. Act 4 of the theodrama, the climax of the story of Israel, the coming of the Mashiach, the coming of the Messiah, the Christ. What did they see in Jesus Christ, those who knew Him? They saw that He spoke and acted in the very person of this long-awaited Mashiach. If you look throughout the Psalms and the prophets, you will find something like a job description of the Mashiach. Here's what it is. The Messiah would gather the tribes of Israel. The Messiah would cleanse the temple. The Messiah would deal with the enemies of Israel. And the Messiah would reign as Lord of the nations. Again, the Psalms, the prophets, you'll find over and over again this description. What did Jesus do? All four. He comes out of the hills of Galilee, proclaiming the kingdom of God. What was He taken to mean? Oh, not some spiritual abstraction. He was taken to mean the tribes are being gathered. Remember the prophet Isaiah? Mount Zion, true pole of the earth. There all the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. That's the gathered Israel. Gathered where? In the temple, the place of right praise. And from that high point, the world will be gathered. Also, we'll beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. Lion and lamb will lie down together. In Isaiah's great vision, it's a gathered Israel at the place of right praise that becomes a magnet for the rest of the world. And so Jesus, the Mashiach, the Anointed One, begins to gather. First the 12 tribes, symbolically. Then, in His open table fellowship. Oh, in Jesus' time, as in ours, it's often at the table that the stratifications and divisions of society are most on display. How did Jesus eat? Saints welcome, sinners welcome. The healthy welcome, the sick welcome. Those in the center, those in the margins. All are welcome around the table of Christ. You see what He's doing? He's luring Israel back. Whom does He seek? He seeks those who are on the margins, those who've been rejected, the sick, the sinner. He calls them back around the table, embodying in His own person the Isaiah dream. The Mashiach would gather the tribes. Secondly, He would cleanse the temple and make it a place of right worship. And don't we see it in all four Gospels? John in the very beginning of his Gospel, the Synoptics at the very end of the Gospel, and the historical critics tell us, if there's one thing that led to the death of Jesus, it was that remarkable action in the temple. What was He doing? What the Mashiach was expected to do, to cleanse the temple. I will tear down this place and in 3 days raise it up again. Listen, in My own person will become the place of right praise. Thirdly, the Mashiach would deal with the enemies of Israel. How was that imagined? Well, it was imagined as a new David, a new Solomon, a new conquering king would come and mow down the enemies of Israel with the edge of the sword. Oh, Jesus came as a warrior, that's for sure. But did He fight in a strange way? You know, by the way, look at the Christmas story. That is not just a nice sentimental tale. The Christmas story is a warrior's story. It sets up two emperors. Caesar Augustus, in his palace on the Palatine Hill, surrounded by worldly power, all the goods of the world. And then this true king, born in a out-of-the-way place, laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. But here's the giveaway. Why was Caesar so powerful? Because he had the biggest army in the ancient world, that's why. He could command the biggest army. But who appeared to the shepherds? First an angel, and then it says a whole stratias of angels. That's the Greek. We say a host. Okay, but you know what that word means, stratias? Our words strategy and strategic come from it. Stratias means an army. Who appeared to the shepherds but an army of angels? What are they going to fight with? Not the puny weapons of the world, but they will fight with that helmet of righteousness, They will fight with that breastplate of justice. They will fight with the spiritual weapons of heaven. And their king is the baby king. Now read the Gospels under that rubric as a story of a great climactic struggle between two senses of power. Jesus takes on the enemies of Israel through the power of nonviolent love. It comes to its full expression on that terrible cross.